This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Opening day on Thursday. We are so excited to take it all in with you. We'll be inside the stadium, our normal perch over the center field wall. And we'll have Chris Young on, and a number of Rangers luminaries and dignitaries and special guests. And looking forward to chatting with him about, you know, what he's learned since spring training began 5 weeks ago. I wonder if they're thinking about bringing in Trevor Bauer at all. And then, you know, what is still unresolved with opening day happening? Trevor Bauer, by the way, involved last night in a game with an exhibition match. The Diablos Rojos del Mexico beat the New York Yankees 4-3. Two exhibition games going on in Mexico City. A classic Kenny Power story, with the pitcher being ostracized from Major League Baseball. He signed a 5-day contract with the Diablos Rojos. He allowed 4 hits and no runs in 3 innings, 3 strikeouts, and 2 walks. So we did have some base runners there. His whip was 2, which isn't ideal. But, yeah, I think that's one of the questions. Like, do you think a team will ever sign Trevor Bauer? And I just want to see how CY would answer that, because at this point, we need pitching really, really bad. You're defending champs. You only need him for a couple of months. He's doing a 5-day deal with the Rojos. To me, this is if you can't get signed right now, then it just ain't going to happen.
This one's intriguing to me because of all the things that you hear about the player and the person. And you always talk about, okay, just show up to pitch. We don't need you coming in the clubhouse. We don't need you hanging around everybody.
I mean, is he a total spaz?
I mean, is he that bad of a teammate?
Just tell him to hush.
I mean, these teams must know so much about him.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking about a pitcher that's, like, super talented.
Yeah, he was one of the best.
I mean, he is, and he's super competitive. But, man, for him not to even get a sniff, and you wonder if
There might be something else. Well, we heard about the situation in L.A., but maybe there's an undercurrent of speculation.
How about somebody in the league office saying, none of you teams are signing this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, an edict.
Yeah. Like, we're not going through this again. We're not going to let him do something crazy once again that gives us the black eye. And, you know, and it really, I think at the end of the day, it wasn't his fault, right? Whole thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Incriminating.
Yeah. So all of a sudden now it's a
deviant behavior, maybe.
Behavior. Yeah, yeah. Fetish, whatever you want to say. But
everybody's gotten over the whole, you got to be wholesome to be in the public eye thing. Everybody understands we're human.
A little kink shame.
I think the league might just tell the teams, you're not signing this guy.
But they want to build their league around guys who off the diamond don't have any question marks. You know, guys like Shohei Ohtani like that.
No, you're right. I knew exactly
what. Make sure.
No, I knew exactly where you're going there. Yeah,
they don't want to encourage unethical behavior.
Face of baseball right now. That's your guy. Yeah, he's betting on Texas A&M and Houston.
He was probably sweating that one out last night, you think?
I think he was.
817 from someone close to Chris Young. Bauer will not be a Ranger.
Yeah, I figured that.
903, Bauer would
Thanks
fit in.
Thanks for checking in, Chris.
Perfect with the Astros. Yeah.
This is definitely not Chris Young texting when I say this, but this Chris, Bauer thing's not happening.
Yeah. Heard him on a podcast, says the 469. Doesn't seem like a terrible dude. It's hard to say, you know, when you're on a podcast, you're trying to present the best version of yourself. 704, sign Trevor, look at a second chance. Please, Rangers, sign this guy. Plus, his YouTube would sell more tickets. Yeah, you know, I think what Brian said is really interesting to me right now. Like,
Thanks.
What else could possibly be out there?
I'm just as surprised as you are, Broadus.
Yeah,
because that is that's the only explanation for why this good.
Oh yeah.
Now that I think about it in that way. Okay, what do the Rangers have left to accomplish here? We go to Jeff Wilson. 5 items Rangers still have on their opening day checklist. They got to clear Seager and Young. Young says he's confident he'll be in the lineup at third. Siegs is cautiously optimistic that he will be at shortstop. Boach saying they're both day-to-day until that time. If one of them needs a day off or needs to be a designated hitter a few times early in the season, Boach is going to give him time, he says. I'm not worried about these. You know, obviously injuries could be a big part of it, but they showed last year they could overcome injuries to both those guys and an injury to the best pitcher in the game and still win the World Series. So they're just, it's part of sports. Final bullpen spots, bit of a head scratcher because you're really just trying to play the hot hand. Nobody's been like, hey, it should be me and me and me. You know, you have a couple of good ideas, but I definitely am curious to see how that's all going to get sorted out and what the rotation's like and what the new guy can do. Where would you guys hit Wyatt Langford? Where is Wyatt is the third one? Rangers aren't just going to make him the full-time DH to make him an everyday player and maximize the outfield defense. He's going to have to get as many at-bats there and out in the field. The potential need to give DH days to Seager, though, and Young could result in Langford, Carter, and Tavares sitting. If so, expect the Rangers to time Carter and Tavares days off when they are facing a left-hander. Bochy says the Rangers are working to determine where Langford will hit in the lineup after batting third much of the spring with Seager and Young back. Langford could slide to fifth with Jonah Heim behind him and Young batting seventh. You know, there's so much math and so many difficult choices. I don't even know how you do this, but I think you got to try to talk to the guys about being as flexible as possible because there's a lot of ways this could make sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the benefits having a lineup like this. And then I think it'll be fun to just monitor Bochy's approach from game to game. Like, you'll have what your ideal lineup would be, but then based on the pitching staff or based on guys you're trying to sit or guys who are banged up or whatever it is, and you have a bit of a, you know, you have an embarrassment of riches as outfielders now with the way Langford has come up and played, and then, okay, so what do we do? There's so many question marks going into every single game, but I think the versatility of this lineup allows for you to feel confident that really no matter what the situation is, you're going to have a lineup that's going to be pretty dang awesome, and Bochy navigating that is going to be a joy to watch.
Yeah, my question is how tough do you think they're going to be?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keeping Semien, you know, in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I know.
Because now you have so many good options with the patience of Carter. You know, if Langford's just tearing the cover, you don't want to have him fifth or sixth. You know, I think you go to Simeon and say, dude, if we're in the middle of a big slump, we are going to move you. Okay, please be a leader throughout this process. And yeah, when you're hot again, maybe you'll be leading off again.
Man, this is just me. I don't think they're going to have that conversation.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that, you know what, the respect factor of the guy, the fact that he lines up for 162, he was probably tired at the end. He was slumping at the end. He came up with a couple of big hits at the end. But that's one of those things I don't know. I just don't think they will.
Okay. All righty.
Real quick on this, though.
Uh-huh.
Where did you bat Evan Carter when he first came in the league? Didn't he near the bottom of the lineup?
Initially, yeah.
I mean, it was near. I mean, do you do the same thing just to maybe get him acclimated to what you're trying to do?
I mean, I don't know. They started Josh Young as a rookie in the five hole, you know, and Langford has been more impressive than even him. But it's fair to ask.
Yeah, because you're going to, you know, the pressure if he's not able to deliver in the three, I think that's something I would worry about.
Yeah, and then you got to think about defense as well. And so far, his defensive instincts are not there. I do think it's possible long-term on a great team he'd be the DH. Who's the closer? They have four options. Bochy's been playing it close to the vest. We go into the Pimp Cup where Chris Strong has your G-bag of the day. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Welcome into the nation.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
First ever?
First ever. Finishing up the Grand Slam today of shows here at the Fan.
Right on.
Hell yeah.
That's the career Grand Slam, not consecutive, right?
Yeah, career.
Gotcha.
Do you guys see DeLino DeShields' tweet over the weekend? He was like, there's no holes in this Rangers lineup whatsoever.
Did not see that, but
it's a hole-free lineup, man.
Yeah, he said good luck to everyone out there. Good luck right there.
DeLino's a legend, so we salute him and welcome his imprint at every turn.
This is G-Bag of the Day for Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm blessed to fill in this week for the great Lucius Alexander as he's on vacation. Did he give you guys any details on where he's going, what he's up to on vacation?
I think it was one of those Jamaican sexcapades.
Yes. Yeah, I think you nailed it. Or it was camping in Oklahoma.
I heard camping. Yeah, camping. A little home improvement, so shout out LA.
This is the game of telephone, man. The message gets lost somewhere.
I like the
line.
Jamaican trip better than the home improvement thing, you know? That would be
You're not
better.
Much of a DIY guy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, the one-time winner looking to double it up today is LA's news crush, Cynthia from WFAA.
Yeah.
He said to hold on and wait because she choked on what?
A woman is alive tonight thanks to a Mansfield police officer who saved her from choking behind the wheel.
Oh my God.
You know, our executive producer, incredible. Tiffany Johnson, just so insensitive. She was laughing, saying, you know how embarrassing it would be to, like, have to be saved from just your chewing gum?
I would and be I, happy to be laughed at. And be saved.
I couldn't believe that. That's Tiffany Johnson. I just couldn't believe what she said.
Well, I choked. I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you?
I'll never forget.
I kid you not. Captain Awesome saved my life. Seriously.
All right. I'm
dead.
I mean, folks, I couldn't make this up if I had to. 67 degrees right now.
There you go, Pete.
In Denton.
Get in there.
Insanity. Yeah.
Save us, Pete. Save us. Yeah.
Probably right, two-time
let me get
champ.
Some music going up here.
All right.
Two-time champ. Going for two-time today. It might be tough to beat, but I'm going to go, since it's opening day, I'm going to go straight to baseball here.
All right.
Do you guys know where Adams State University is? Adams State.
No.
Adamsville, Vermont.
Is it Adams State located in Michigan?
Colorado. Sorry.
Oh.
Division II baseball. Gosh. I would have given you all $100
you if you
got
with
that
what,
one.
With what?
I know. I thought I knew
Michigan?
Where Adams.
Call yourself a Michigan. Scout.
Just because the Oakland Golden Grizzlies are from there, you think maybe random.
Did I get that one right?
I nailed that one. You did.
I thought Adams State was okay. Go ahead.
Because you've been to the gentlemen's clubs in that area.
Yeah.
Guys, here's Adams State
Cleaned
baseball broadcaster. Yeah. He was heated at a call. They were down 11-2 until the umpire eventually changed the call.
Oh.
You suck! That's terrible! Bulls!
That's a bunch of s***!
You guys know it too, huh?
Put your heads out of your ass! Terrible!
How can you say that? That was like 10 feet!
Oh, everybody saw it!
Yay, they got it right! Yay!
it's two guys, right? There's the main character, but off in the distance, you hear the other guy, the supporting actor here, who is very much so ripping into the same umpire.
Yeah, bless. I love when an official team congregates and says, hey, buddy, you messed that one up. You mind if we go ahead and reverse this?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, Jim. Yeah, thanks for picking me up.
That's right.
That's all we need.
I kind of think this is what the path that Mike Bassick's going to take one day here in these broadcasts.
Oh, really?
Oh, from the Bally booth?
From the Bally booth, just start yelling. Just take his headset.
Ball sack comes out.
You just start yelling at the ump.
That would be so amazing. If he turns into a shock jocker in a baseball booth.
That would be awesome.
Turns into an epic star doing that. I could see it.
Guys, this G-Back nominee was nominated by Tolo Rogers on Twitter. He sent it to Lucius.
Okay.
Lucky Lucius P on Twitter. Keep sending over there. I'll look for them. This was a church funeral. Mm-hmm. An old buddy gives some remarks on maybe some naughty stuff back in the day. Let's hear it right here.
But the thing is, you know, I was 11 years old, and I had a
What?
And the police used to pass by.
Prostitute.
What you doing? Yeah. What you doing? I said, I'm waiting on my 11 years old. I ain't never seen nothing like it. That's when I ran into James Wagner. But anyway, he pulled my coattail, but I just want to tell you.
Wow. Right on.
11 years old, huh?
That is quite a shocking funeral. You never know what somebody's going to say. You got a lot of emotion and, you know, usually a little booze here and there.
My favorite part at the end was the deacon who walked up, said, not in my church. You can't talk about that in my church. Yeah. And pulled him off there. Okay, G-Bag of the Day, final one if we have the time.
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan promoting Knuckles on Paramount Plus. And Van Gundy wants a reminder because it's so far in the future.
Everyone's favorite redheaded warrior, Knuckles, teams up with Sonic and his best pal, Tails. Stream the six-part event series, Knuckles, April 26th, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Stan Knuckles, that was your nickname in high school.
You know
right?
what? Knuckles? I would love to watch that, but we're already advertising for April 26th. That's a long way off. So, Kevin, you've got to text me on the 25th to remind me.
No doubt, Matt. Yeah, man, I'm day to day. I'm sorry if I don't make it to something that I'm due for tomorrow, because I can't guarantee it. Is it Cynthia's WFAA, our one-time champ? Is it Adam State with the ump challenging, changing the call? Is it the church funeral remarks? Or is it Kevin Harlan and Stan Van Gundy promo? I'm gonna vote for... that's a tough one. I'm gonna vote for the ump changing the call, Chiafalo. How about you?
I'm going to go with the champ.
All right. Mr. Strong?
I'm going to go with the ump. I really like that one. D2 baseball represent.
Yeah, Adam State. Why not? Let's go.
By a score of 3-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the umpires at the Adam State game getting called out and saying, you know what, fans? This time, you're right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.